Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
The resurrection of the just is divided into three resurrections. Remember, there's the first fruits, which Jesus Christ, we find in 1 Corinthians 15, the first fruits. He was the first to ever receive a glorified body. Jesus Christ, of necessity, must be the first of that new order, that order of the glorified bodies. Jesus was the first. And then we read in Matthew 27 that many of the saints that slept arose after his crucifixion. So those that are, that these were people in the days of Christ who had died, Jesus rose first from the dead. And then after his resurrection, I don't know how many, the Bible just says many of the saints which slept arose and walked through the city of Jerusalem. Okay, she's here now. Quickly raise your hand if you need a copy. And wow, I should have got more than 12. Okay, good deal. All right, so many of the saints, and they received a glorified body. Keep your hand raised so he'll give them up to you, okay? Can y'all listen and raise your hand at the same time? Okay, don't lose focus on this, very important. All right, so we see the first fruits. This is Christ, and then those that were in Jerusalem, they came out of the grave, Matthew 27, they received glory. That's the first fruits. Then we have the main harvest. That is what we read in 1 Corinthians 15 and 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. Then the dead in Christ shall rise. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. This is the New Testament saints. This is what we're looking for, what's called the rapture, or the translation. So that's the main harvest. And then we have what's called the gleanings. Now remember, I'm talking about saved people. The resurrection of the just. The gleanings takes place at the end of the tribulation period. That's when the people who were killed during the tribulation period, the martyrs, the saved people that we read about, who refused the mark of the beast, many of them will be killed, but they receive a resurrected body at the end of the tribulation period. Eddie, there's some on this side now, okay? We see that in Revelation chapter number 20, that those martyrs received a resurrection body. And also during that same time, the Old Testament saints will receive their resurrected bodies. Again, every man in his own order. And you get these scripture references in Job and in Isaiah and Ezekiel and Daniel and even in the Gospel of Luke speaks of the Old Testament saints and when they would receive their resurrected bodies. Take note of this. After this, there will be no more death of believers. When we enter into the millennium, no more believers will ever die. So keep that in the back of your head whenever we continue with our study, okay? Number three, children will be born in the millennium, and that's where we ended last week. Children will be born in the millennium because people, we see that in Jeremiah 30, Ezekiel 37, Ezekiel 47. Then I made reference last week to the tree of life. How is this possible? How are people going to live forever in their physical body? It's because of that tree of life that we find in the Garden of Eden. Remember in Genesis chapter 3, verse number 22, where that tree of life was there. And remember after Adam sinned, God drove them out of the garden, speaking of Adam and Eve. And remember, I think I mentioned the word drive is like a violent word because they did not want to go. And who would blame Adam and Eve not wanting to leave the Garden of Eden? He had to forcibly make them leave the garden. And when they left, he put those cherubims with those flaming swords at the entrance of the garden. And God said this in Genesis 3:22. Lest man enter into the garden and eat of the tree of life and live, what's the next word? Forever. Adam in his physical body, if he would have ate of that tree of life, would still be here today some 6,000 years later, 6,000 years old, but yet he would be in his sinful body, and God said, I can't allow that. So we see that tree in Genesis 3 that God said he's going to live forever. Jump over to Ezekiel 47. We see the millennial kingdom. Ezekiel 47:12. For those of you who want to write that on your paper, okay? About children will be born in the millennium. They'll in Ezekiel 47:20, verse number 12. There's a tree there. The Bible says that the leaves were for the health, the healing of the nations. That's during the millennium. And then in Revelation 22, verses 1 and 2, we see that tree once again, that same tree that was in the Garden of Eden, that same tree that was in the millennial kingdom, that same tree will be here on this earth forever and forever. In Revelation 21, 22, it mentions it once again, that tree of life. That tree of life is not for us. Even though we find in Revelation 2 and 3, we have access to the fruit. Those overcomers, as we remember the study of the book of Revelation, where those who overcome will have the right to the fruit of the tree of life. We'll have access, in other words, we get eat of the fruit. Y'all look at me awful strange. Remember the tree of life? How it talks about the 12 men, the river flowing from thunder God, and there's trees lining that river. And there's 12 manner of fruits that give fruit. Y'all remember that? Okay. We'll have access to that fruit. Now, I don't think it's going to be an apple tree or peach tree, or I think it'll be some kind of special fruit. Nothing wrong with an apple tree or peach tree or plum tree. I think it'll be some kind of special fruit that God's, but anyway, that's a whole other story. We'll have access to that. But those leaves, it says, were for the healing of the nations. We won't need healing because we're going to have a glorified body. We have a body like Christ. The word healing means therapeutic, all right? Also remember, so you don't get confused, that in Revelation 21, 22, it talks about there's no more sin, no more sorrow, no more death, no more pain. Remember all that? It's all done away with. Well, those people are going to live forever in their sinless body. They still are going to have access to that leaf of the tree so they can live forever in their physical body. So you see the point that I'm trying to make here. Children will be born in the millennium, and not just in the millennium, but for eternity. There will be children born. Let me just put a little parenthesis in that. Those children aren't going to belong to us. Remember in Matthew where the Pharisees came to Jesus and they tried to trip him up? They said, Jesus, let me ask you something. A lady die or a husband dies. And the lady marries the brother, and he dies. That same lady marries another brother. He dies, marries another. I think there's five or six brothers. You remember that the story died? It said, Lord, in the resurrection, whose husband then will she be? Will be the first one, the second one, third one, fourth, trying to trip him up. And he said, and Jesus returned, don't you err? Don't you not know that in the resurrection, there will be no marriage? You'll be as the angels. You won't be married up in heaven. Us as glorified people, who will we be married to? The bride of Christ, okay? That's a whole nother subject matter. But just so you know, all the children you have here on this earth right now, enjoy them because you're not getting any up up there. All your grandchildren, you ain't getting them up there. You got all you got here. But the ones who will have children will be the ones who are in their physical bodies. Are you following? Don't shake your head, but... Joe, leave. But this is yes, this is no, and this is I don't have no idea. Joe has a sore neck, so she can't says she can't move her neck. But you get the picture, okay? There's three type of orders that will be here for eternity. Am I going too fast for y'all? Okay, there will be the glorified order. That will be us. We will have a glorified body, and all God's people said. And there will be the angelic order. That will be, and included in that angelic order would be all those created beings that we find, the seraphim, the cherubim, all of those, the angelic order. I'll include all those in that angelic order. And then the third one would be that naturalized order. Those who will be living in their physical bodies forever and forever and forever.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.